Elon Musk's mission, save humanity. Succeeding in the sustainable technology industry is tough. Many try and fail. Yet, Elon Musk, founder of Tesla Motors and SolarCity, has succeeded twice. How did he do it? Musk's worldview is unique. Unlike typical Silicon Valley entrepreneurs who are money-obsessed, Musk has a universal empathy. He deeply cares for humanity and is driven by one goal: to save the human race by moving us to Mars. Musk believes Earth, vulnerable to asteroids and running out of resources, is no longer a safe home. This concern constantly occupies his thoughts, driving him with an unshakable determination to get things done. However, this doesn't always have a positive outcome. Musk is known for setting unrealistic goals, giving employees overwhelming workloads, and verbally abusing them. Musk once scolded an employee for missing a company event to attend the birth of his child, urging him to think about his true priorities. According to Musk, you're either 100% committed to changing the world or not at all. Despite mixed feelings about him, employees respect Musk for his mission-driven approach, knowing it leads to success. He's not a hypocrite either. His dedication is clear in his demanding weekly routine. On Mondays, he starts at SpaceX in Los Angeles and works until Tuesday night. Then, he flies to Silicon Valley for Wednesdays and Thursdays at Tesla before returning to LA. Such a schedule shows his deep belief in his work. Musk's tough childhood molded his inventive drive. Elon Musk became one of today's most successful entrepreneurs due to a strong sense of purpose. His journey began with a challenging upbringing in South Africa, shaping how he views himself and the world. Elon Musk, when young and with few friends, had a tough relationship with his father, Errol. Despite their issues, Musk chose to live with his dad after his parents split, wanting to keep him company, but life with his father was hard. Besides the problems at home, Musk faced bullying at school, once getting beaten up so badly that he couldn't go to school for a week. To cope, Musk turned to reading and studying. With an incredible memory, he could recall everything from reading two encyclopedias. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy profoundly influenced Musk. It taught him that answering a question is simple, but asking the right question is much harder. In his early years, Musk was already thinking about ways to advance human civilization. By the time he began high school, he had strong ideas about solar power, exploring other planets, digital banking, and space rockets. He was also starting to think like an entrepreneur, selling his video game, Blastar, for $500 at just 12 years old. Musk grew more confident in college. In 1988, Elon Musk decided he did not want to do military service in South Africa, so he left the country. Despite dreaming of moving to the U.S., Musk first went to Canada. His first year was tough, as he moved from relative to relative and switched between odd jobs. Then, he enrolled at Queen's University. As his self-confidence grew, his character began to develop. Musk was more ambitious in college than in high school. He entered public speaking contests, studied business, and successfully pursued Justine Wilson, who later became his first wife and the mother of his six sons. Their courtship was romantic and competitive. Initially uninterested in Elon, Musk and Wilson were surprised by his persistence. After being stood up for their first date at an ice cream parlor, Musk discovered where she studied and learned her favorite ice cream flavor from a friend. He then arrived with two chocolate chip ice creams, a strategy that exemplified his determination in all aspects of life. After 2 years at Queens, Musk transferred to the University of Pennsylvania and flourished. Among fellow physics students, he befriended Edio Ressi, hosting lucrative $5 admission house parties in a 14-bedroom rental. One night's earnings covered a month's rent. Musk's initial venture made him a Silicon Valley millionaire. Fresh out of college and eager to join the dot-com trend, Musk launched his first company. In 1995, he and his brother founded Global Link Information Network, later renamed Zip2. Their goal was to assist businesses unfamiliar with the internet in establishing their online presence for the first time. Small businesses initially didn't grasp the internet's importance or how to use it, questioning the value of going online or having a website. Elon Musk and his brother faced rejection and skepticism, with some calling the internet the dumbest thing they'd ever heard of, but they persevered. Investment from more Davido Ventures changed things at Zip too. Elon Musk, initially the CEO, was replaced by Rich Sorkin. As funds flowed in, they hired better engineers who streamlined the complex code, frustrating Musk, a self-taught coder. Musk's leadership at Zip2 involved setting ambitious deadlines that often required more time to complete. Compaq offered $307 million in cash for Zip2 in February 1999, but Musk declined, already planning his next ventures. Musk lost the paper war and gained millions. Elon Musk, with his newfound wealth, entered the league of big-time players. He used his earnings from Compaq to purchase a McLaren sports car, a condominium, and a small propeller plane. However, most of his money went directly into his next business venture, X.com. In the past, people were hesitant to buy books online, let alone share their bank details. However, by teaming up with Barclays, Musk successfully launched X.com as one of the world's earliest online banks. It offered FDIC insurance and three different mutual funds for investors to choose from. Things were going smoothly until significant competition emerged. Max Levchin and Peter Thiel started developing their payment system at Confinity, which eventually evolved into the first version of PayPal in March 2000. After a brief battle, Confinity and X.com decided to merge. Confinity had the more popular product, PayPal, while X.com brought financial strength and superior banking products to the table. The merger was a logical move for both companies. Soon after merging with X.com, Musk faced internal turmoil. Thiel and Levchin resigned, leaving Musk to lead amid company division. Despite favoring PayPal, Musk pushed X.com. System failures and website crashes worsened the situation. During Musk's honeymoon, a significant power shift occurred. Executives ousted Musk and reinstated Thiel as CEO, leaving Musk as an advisor. Renamed PayPal, the company was sold to eBay for $1.5 billion in July 2002, earning Musk $250 million. Musk pushed into the space industry. After turning 30 in 2001, Musk decided to leave the corporate world behind. He moved his family to Los Angeles, close to the heart of the space industry. Musk was eager to join the space race. He liked the Mars Society's idea of sending fornicating mice to Mars, but he thought sending them directly to Mars would be even better. The plan was abandoned, but Musk persisted in entering the space industry. He started SpaceX in June 2002 to build cheaper rockets. Falcon 1 aimed to carry a 1,400-pound payload for $6.9 million, undercutting the $30 million cost for a 500-pound payload at the time. Musk's ambitious plans aimed for rapid rocket development, the first engine by May 2003, the second in June, rocket body by July, all assembled for a November launch just 15 months after starting. SpaceX took about 4 years to launch a rocket successfully. Musk disliked the lack of a clear plan but understood that initial failures were normal. Most launches failed, 9 out of 20 Atlas launches succeeded. Despite challenges, Musk was determined to ensure SpaceX's eventual success. Musk's determination inspired SpaceX to achieve historic milestones, like safely launching and retrieving the Dragon capsule, marking the company's pioneering success in commercial space travel. Tesla Motors, under Musk, revolutionized electric cars. Electric cars once had a less than cool image, no match for brands like Jaguar and Ferrari. But if you've seen any of the new Formula E cars, you'll notice a shift. One man, Elon Musk, led the charge to make electric cars trendy and appealing. Musk helped the world see electric car tech as exciting and always advancing. J.B. Straubel, along with Martin Eberhardt and Mark Tarpenning, started developing electric cars with lithium-ion batteries. Eberhardt and Tarpenning founded Tesla Motors on July 1, 2003, and Straubel joined later. They aimed to use AC propulsion technology from the T-Zero electric car and the Lotus Elise chassis for Tesla's cars. Despite interest in the T-Zero's performance, venture capitalists hesitated due to concerns about its plastic finish. Musk invested $6.5 million, becoming sole shareholder and chairman, envisioning electric cars as efficient and popular, and aiming to reduce pollution. Despite a slow start, Tesla's Model S sedan in mid-2012 transformed transportation with internet connectivity and a sensor to start the engine. It's hailed as a computer with wheels. In November 2012, Motor Trend named it Car of the Year, and Consumer Reports rated it 99 100s, calling it probably the best car ever built. This success rivals Chrysler's emergence in 1925. This achievement is surprising, as Silicon Valley had little automotive history and Musk had no prior car manufacturing experience. Musk's determination, however, explains much of Tesla's success. Musk's companies, from SolarCity to Tesla, are unified. Musk's star power comes from three ventures at once: SpaceX, Tesla, and SolarCity. They all help him achieve his ultimate goal, ensuring humanity's survival. Before SpaceX, Musk didn't see money in solar. When his cousins, the Rive brothers, discussed a new venture, he suggested solar. Before SpaceX, Musk didn't see money in solar. When his cousins, the Rive brothers, discussed a new venture, he suggested solar. Musk aided his cousins in developing SolarCity and became its chairman and largest shareholder. 6 years later, SolarCity became the top U.S. solar panel installer, achieving its goal of simplifying solar panel installation. It expanded from homes to big clients like Walmart and Intel and was valued at nearly $7 billion in 2014. Musk's businesses, successful individually, also support each other strategically. Tesla makes battery packs for SolarCity's customers, and SolarCity supplies solar panels for Tesla's charging stations. Musk's passion for cars, solar panels, and batteries is evident, but these are all secondary to his primary goal: ensuring sustainable living for humanity now and in the future. This ambitious aim unites all his endeavors. Musk aims to innovate aerospace, automotive, and solar with Hyperloop and more. Elon Musk has always had big ideas, so big that some people think they're a bit unrealistic. In August 2013, he revealed more of these ideas, the Hyperloop, along with other projects at Tesla and SpaceX. The Hyperloop is a modern transport method for short distances. It works like the pneumatic tubes used in offices to send mail, but instead of letters, it carries people in cars and pods. Musk has a unique approach to the Hyperloop concept. His system operates at low pressure, with pods floating on a cushion of air. Each pod moves forward using an electromagnetic pulse, with additional propulsion from motors placed along the tube when necessary. Using solar-powered mechanisms, these systems could maintain pod speeds of 800 miles per hour. At that rate, you could travel from Los Angeles to San Francisco in just 30 minutes. Tesla is focusing on launching its SUV Model X in 2015. Following that, the highly anticipated Model 3 is set for 2017. Unlike the typical $100,000 price tag of a Model S, the Model 3 will be affordable at just $35,000. Innovations by Elon Musk. In 2014, Musk announced plans for a gigafactory, set to be the world's largest lithium-ion manufacturing facility. This aims to significantly boost battery availability, crucial for extending the range of Tesla cars even in areas without recharging stations. Looking ahead, SpaceX is gearing up to test its capability to transport people to space. By 2016, SpaceX plans to conduct its first manned test flight, followed by missions to the International Space Station for NASA in the next year. SpaceX is also eyeing the satellite market, known for its profitability in the aerospace industry. Musk has expressed interest in possibly being the first person to step foot on Mars. Musk's turbulent personal success. Musk's challenging personality is evident in his marriages. Musk has been married three times, including twice to the same woman. He's known for being both romantic and quick-tempered. His first marriage was passionate, but he wasn't always a kind husband. Justine once had to remind him she was his wife, not his employee, after which Musk said he would have fired her if she had been his employee. Justine recalls Musk's ultimatum in June 2008: fix their marriage that day or he would file for divorce the next morning. Justine asked to wait another week, so Musk went ahead and filed the next day. Musk faced emotional turmoil post-divorce. Bill Lee cheered him up with a trip to London, where Musk met 22-year-old actress Tallulah Riley, who later became his second wife. In 2012, Musk divorced Riley, saying he still loved her but wasn't in love anymore. They remarried right after, as he couldn't date while managing his busy schedule. He calculated women need at least 10 hours per week. They divorced again in late 2014. Many see Musk as tough, even mean, and unpredictable. Some say he lacks empathy, like when he dismissed Mary Beth Brown, his loyal assistant. She managed everything for him and was his only link to all his interests. When she asked for pay equal to other SpaceX execs, he told her to take 2 weeks off to see if her request made sense. When she returned, he said he didn't need her anymore. Despite these flaws, Musk's closest associates say he's a loving person. Despite his busy schedule, he always tried to be home for dinner with his family and play computer games with his kids. Key points. 1. Set ambitious, mission-driven goals to stay focused and motivated. 2. Prioritize tasks that align with your long-term vision, even if they require sacrifice. 3. Accept failures as learning opportunities and use them to improve and stay determined. 4. Develop a strong work ethic, but ensure balance to maintain long-term productivity. 5. Practice persistence and resilience, even when facing setbacks or criticism. 6. Cultivate empathy and support for others, even in demanding environments. 7. Continuously challenge yourself to innovate and push the boundaries of what's possible,